Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I wanted to talk real quick about the VFN top three, the Torch, VFN Torch top three. We try to get to this every day. Sometimes we have so much to share that we don't, but I wanted to get to it today because I want to encourage you on some awesome, awesome highlights that we have here for you. You know, at the end of every program, we have highlights that are taken out so that you can be encouraged and you can share with your friends and so that you can just continually, you know, hear them for yourself. Well, I want to share with you a really awesome one here. Who does God love? If you remember this one, this was such an incredible segment because it's a very important question. Understanding that question, understanding the answer to that question, who does God love? It's going to have profound impact on your way of thinking, on how you relate to other people, how you're going to approach other people. And the answer is simple. All mankind. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that in our mind, but how amazing is that some of us don't know that in our hearts? Mm. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, my goodness, God loves everybody, no matter what they have done. You know, and we can't approach God or approach others with a self-righteous religious spirit that says, oh, you did that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if God could possibly love you because you're this. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Come on. It's in us all to do. He loves us all. You're not that great and you ain't that bad. Because you can't get any lower.
Right.
You know, and as Christians, my goodness, how can we hate anybody?
Right.
You know, sometimes I just see some of just the most you think, really? Really? Mm. I mean, God would not even say that about his child. God would not even approach, and I say his child, but you know, his creation. You know, God's created us all, and he wants us all to be, you know, in the fold, wants us to have a relationship with him, but God would not even judge that person the way that you're just condemning that person the way you're condemning them, because he loves them. And we have to get this right. As God's people, we are called to love,
right.
And we leave the rest to Jesus. You know, I often say, you know, I don't have a heaven or hell to put somebody in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, but I can share with you the love of Jesus. I can share with you the love of God, and that's what people need to know,
right.
And we don't need to get into a place where we become self-righteous or, you know, lifting ourselves up. If your way of feeling better is putting somebody else down, that's a problem.
Yeah, big time.
That's a problem, and as a Christian, come on. As one that knows God, we are our whole thing is love, 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 and more love. Because my goodness, you know, we're all sinners apart from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Second, what I want to share with you is what sentence are you serving? This is so important because, you know, everyone's serving a sentence if you're not free.
Right.
You know, and a sentence is a stronghold. It's a pattern of thinking. It's a paradigm that's been wedged in your mind that you haven't been set free from. And it's so important to get free because this stronghold, this pattern of thinking, this view or worldview, if you will, oftentimes if it's a negative one, is contrary to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're stuck in a place that you're serving a sentence that contradicts the word of God. If you're a believer, you've got to allow God's word. The Bible says that God's word is like a hammer, and it smashes those strongholds. It smashes those wrong ideologies. God's word says that we have to take every thought captive and make that thought obedient to Christ. I like to imagine sometimes, you know, not every thought that comes across your mind is your thought, you know.
All right.
You know, the enemy can give you a fiery dart in your a thought in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have your own thought. You know, and God will fill your mind with thoughts. So
right.
Not everything that traffics in your mind is from you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to say a lot of times, or what I like to remember is that sometimes your mind is like a conveyor belt, and there's kind of thoughts that are going through that conveyor belt. If you see that thought that doesn't line up with the word of God, that you have to take the responsibility. You got to get up there and take that thing and snatch it down, pull that thing down off that conveyor belt and say, I'm not going to allow that thing to float in my mind or traffic in my mind. That is contrary to the word of God. It says every ideology, every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God must go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wild thoughts will take you to wild places.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you got to say, no, that contradicts the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to let a stronghold, a pattern of warped thinking destroy me, because then you're serving a sentence. So the sentence says you can't do this and you can't do it.
Right.
If your sentence says that God doesn't love you, then you're going to be serving a sentence that God doesn't love. And that, it's, my goodness, don't serve a lie. So you need to hear this. This is going to encourage you. This is going to set you free. This is going to be like, whoa, this is excellent. And then the last one I wanted to share with you, I love this one. Don't return fire. Let God, the true avenger, avenge you. You know, they had this movie out there, this little kids comic movie. I didn't see it, the Avengers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a true avenger. Let him avenge you. You don't want to get to a place, and this is a wisdom moment that was shared, that says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, and I will repay, says the Lord. Let me tell you something. You don't want to get into a place where you're trying to settle the books with people and say what's right and what's wrong and you know, try to get revenge on your own. Our position, if you want to know what your position is as a believer in Christ, is love, 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 and forgiveness. Let me tell you something. God has your back. God has a way of avenging a situation. God has a way of making things right. And we don't want to step outside of the place that God has for us. We all have a place to be. We all have an authority for a certain place and a realm to function in. And, you know, it's our job to humble ourselves and lift God up.
Right.
But if we do God's job, which is lift ourselves up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll have to do our job and humble us, right?
Right.
We don't want to take his job, right?
Right.
Let God do what he's going to do and trust him and watch him work through that situation. So I wanted to share with you the Torch, VFN Torch top three. Share them, listen to them, be encouraged by them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.